Let us learn. All right, you want to wear it, you can wear it. Maybe
I don't want to wear it if older baby.
Maybe give you a colorful like personality.
Well, if we wear colored shirts.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so we're doing this Rashi.
If the shirt is tchelis.
Yeah. We're doing the Rashi. So it's a very interesting Rashi. Again, we're focusing in on a relatively, it's much easier when you just focus in on one point. So we're starting to focus in, and we start at one point. Rabbi Loi came along and made a line. Gona tleh v'nasa ayo, ego v'nasa shor, nasa shinoi v'yado v'kana. That if this happens, there's a shinoi and your kaina. Tavafu mocher, shalavu tavach, shalavu maicher. So Rashi says, Nasa Shina Biyada Vikano, Vishinoi, you're kind of with the Shinoi, Lahai Milsa. Now, this way, all the people learn that Rashi is bothered by Akasha. That why does it have to say, Nasa Shina Biyada Vikano, Tavach Mocha Shalom Meicher? Once it says, Nasa Shalom Biyada Vikano, so there's a number of nafkaminas. So why does he pick on Dafka and the Nafkamina Tavachu Mocher? He should have picked on other, or he either shouldn't have said anything, or he should say all the ramifications. So he's learning, it's a miyat. Nasa Shina Biyada Vikano for Tavachu Mocher, Shalom Tavach, Shalom Mocher. That's how many people said that Chad and Rashi, that Rashi has his diak in Rabbi Lois Lashin, the high milsa, the Tavachu Mocher. Shalom Tovayah, Upatri Da'avei. Avo Karen that you're chayah for the brand new Maisa Geneva of Tovach U'machar, which is Rabba's din, that you're chayah a new Karen. The Kefel, which is not for the new Maisa Geneva, I don't think, but you're chayah Kefel for the original Maisa Geneva. Mishana and Karen Kihasha. Karen, you pay Kihasha because that's the din of Karen of Rabba. The Kefel, Kain Shaganav, which would be if you don't hold a Rab. Oh, Kishai, some other din, if you hold the Rab. So, the Chayra, I'm not sure. In other words, when Rashi says Kefel is Kishai, some other din, that's not an avo. In other words, it is an avo. It's not the anus. In other words, the avo, Karen, the big ancient gunav, is an avo in the shinoi kaina. And even though we said shinoi kaina, and based on the logic of shinoi kaina, Karen should be ancient gunav, but we don't say for some reason or another, Rav is maida. I mean, Rabbi Lois made that over here, even though Shino is kind of, you still bell Karen Kihashta. The Kefel, the Chayre, is not because it's not because you're going off the din of Shino kind of. The Kefel is probably Stam Poshet because of Rav's din of Kefel's Kishasa Mother Bedin. And I'm assuming, I'm not 100% sure if that's right, but that's what it sounds like.
Another, the avo is that you're paying it all.
What? I'm sorry?
The avo is that they're paying it all as opposed to being part of it.
It's not so good. In other words, why does Rashi discusses the Karen make sense? The Karen is he's making an exception. Even though Rav said Shinoi Kaina, and Rabbi Loi said Shinoi Kaina, and based on the logic of Shinoi Kaina, it should come out that Karen is Kishas Shigneva because there's no Tavachu Mocher. Nonetheless, for some reason, there's still Kishas Kehashta. But why did Rashi have to start discuss Kefel? The reason why Kefel is Kishas Amav the Bedin is not because you're qualifying Rabbi Loi, it's because Rav said so. Rav said that Kefel is always Gishas Samad Bedin. So it's a little not so nice in the Lashon of Rashi. But okay, that's I think that's still a simple pshat in Rashi. that Kefo, Kishasim of the din is not a chiddush. That's because of the din of Rav. That Rav says Kefo is always Kishasim of the din. Rashi's chiddush is the Karen. Okay, I'm not sure, but that's what it would seem. Okay, so the question that we had, the million-dollar shaita on Rashi, is that there seems that Rashi minei obey doesn't make sense.
Why isn't it a Siddish that, in other words, what since you're not paying dollar to hay, therefore you might think that I'm not paying any class, this is a tour class.
Well, because the reason why you don't pay dollar to hay is not because it's a pure class, it's because shalom tovayach u shalom meicher. So therefore there's no tovach u'macher, but there was a ma'isik in Eva. So there's no reason why you shouldn't pay queso. It's not that we have some kind of mystical tour for Knossos. It says that he explains the reason why you're partner in the day is because Nasa Shinoi Biyada Vikano, Mshalahu Tovech, Shalahu Meicher. So that doesn't apply to queso. So therefore, queso you pay, the shot is from when? So Rav says queso is Kishasa Mada Bidin. So the chayra you pay kevo kishasam other bedin, or when Rashi says ain't shagana, the chayra that means assuming because of the Gemara shayla later of it's not so poshut what Rav's din by kevo because of the svar of turi gandim tikla gandim that whether it applies to kevo, so that's debatable. We'll get into the Gemara later. But that's not the chara chiddush. But the chiddush of Rashi, which is what everyone jumps on, is that why do you pay Karen Kiashta? The only reason the chara to pay Karen Kiashta is because of there's a brand new Maisa Geneva or Maisa Mazik, depending on how you understood Rabba. Was it Maisa Mazik or Maisa Geneva? When Rabba says Tavro Shasya, you pay the higher price on Samachem and Aleph. So the million-dollar shine on Rashi is that since Rabbi Loi says it's Shinoi Kaina, so if it's Kaina and it's Shalom Tavech or Shalom Meicher, then there's no reason to make him pay for the price of Hashta when he breaks Karen, when he breaks it. Because Shalom Tavech, Shalom Meicher. So why in the world should he pay for the price of now on the breaking? Right? That's the kasha. That is was correctly quoted. That's Rabbeinu Peretz Asikasha. Rabbeinu Peretz Asikasha. So that since over here, if it would be an edge of a item, you wouldn't have to return it because Shalom, it's yours. So why in the world should you be chayev if you break it? So so that's Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha and Rashi. Okay, so that was the question we wanted to work on. So anyone have any suggestions?
I believe there's a really relevant Rimi Luniel on
Who?
The Rimi Luniel. He has the same language as Rashi over here on Samachem Abayz.
Yes.
I mean, it's an additional piece, which I haven't been eyeing, but his piece on Sadi Zion seems clear to me that he understands that the ganav is kone, the object, but the person who is stolen from is still entitled to a tle. I mean, he has an entitlement within the object to a tle. So therefore, when you shecht it, you essentially steal from him, you ma'abed his entitlement to a tleh when you shecht the aisle.
I don't understand. How does he have an entitlement?
Because when it became, I presume that what happened when he holds is that when it became an aisle, you're kona the more of the object, but the less of the object, the tleh, is still shayach to the bialim. So therefore, therefore, even if in its current state, you have the right to keep it in its current state, but he still is entitled to the Tlesha boat.
So why would Karen be Kishas? Why would Karen be Kedahashta?
Yes.
Karen's Kedahashta because it's Tavar v'Shasya on his right to a Tleh.
But the Tleh is not what went up in value. Because it was not a Sahayo.
The Rabbeinu Peret, the Rabbeinu Luniel learns Kihashta on Sadi's Vav means Kihashta of a Tleh.
The Yukra Vazulav only the Tleh portion.
Kihashta of a Tleh, exactly.
Wow.
That's what he says on Sadi Zion of Abayz. Sadi Vav of Abayz, yes.
The Yukra Vazula of a Kihashta of a Tleh?
Correct.
Okay, but I don't know.
Rashi doesn't mean the aisle. Rashi doesn't just mean the aisle that your the hashta like the shas the shinui that it was an aisle. Or even if he moves that, we don't hear it.
The Rimulino has the exact same language as Rashi here. Yet on Sadi says he's entitled to the value of the tleh.
Okay, but I don't know.
Just Pashas and Rashi that we're asking on.
And what kind of din that is? What kind of where would the kihashta means the why should you pay kihashta of a tleh?
Because right now I have an entitlement in the chafetz of a tleh, whatever the cost of a tleh.
But Rav said Karen can't you go now?
No, because your kinyan bishinui doesn't mitigate my right to the tleh.
No, but that's not what Rav said. Rav said
it became an aisle.
You're arguing with Rav and Sama Chaimen up. Rav said, Karen Gain Chagana, and the Gemara says it means Yukra Vizula.
There's a Naya did here.
That even if the price of a tleh went up,
correct.
Karen Kane Shaganav.
I'm just saying that the Rimu Anil says Befeirish not like that in this case, because I presume he holds that this Shinui doesn't ma'abid the schus of the Nignav in Gansin. He still has a right to the Tle in this animal.
Why?
Because the Shinui was only that it became something more. So that which it's more, you're entitled to. So it's in a state of more, I can't be motzi. I can't be motzi the object itself from you because it is in a state of more, but the lesser state, the hainu the tleh, I can be motzi from you.
So you should be chayav the dalad day also as on the tleh.
But because what I'm shechting sof kol sof is an aisle, so therefore it's not in Gansin the
gun of the Kain Chagun.
It's a schus, right? It's more like a schus in it. He has a schus al kopanim to a tleh from the animal. Now he has a schus al kopanim a tleh from the value of the animal.
So you're saying, I still don't get it. You're saying that if it would be be'en. Then the Gana, the Nignav, could request back the Tleh Shabbat. Because even though Shina is only Kona the extra fat.
It sounds like a big Chiddush Halacha, no? Pasha says the guy could go me Mekadosh Adisha after he's Kona Bashina. Like, well,
That's right. That's true. I mean, presuming that if the Yeser is more than a Prutzi, right? You are right.
Okay, but. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but Pashup Shai wants to be a kashrut with the whole thing.
I want to point out that this isn't the only scenario in which we have this idea where the Nigdav retains a schus in the object. For example, Tosas on Samech Tes holds that even when there's Yish and Shini Rishus, that the Nigdav still has a schus in the object. It still has a schus in the object to take it away from the third party. So I'm saying the idea of a nigna maintaining a schus in the object.
Yeah, but the question is to figure out how it works. I the structure I happen to like. I am agreeing with the structure. In other words, your structure is to say the structure I like is that what Rashi's saying, Rashi's learning the Gemara, that when Rabbi Loi said you're kinda. You don't get a full kinyan, you only have some kind of quasi kinyan. Right. That structure I like. And a quasi kinyan passes you from Dao Dei, because Dao Dei is a, you know, whatever, it's exer, it's a kosev. We don't know why you're chayiv Dao Dei for Tavach Umocher. If you take a hammer and you smash his head, you're not chayiv Dao Dei. It's only if you're Tavach Umocher. So the Torah only wrote Tavach Dao Dei where it wrote it. It's not like a svara. You know, so the Torah only wrote it where you wrote it, and it only wrote it when you did Tavach Umocher, the exact animal that you stole. This is not, it's a slight kinyan, even if it's a quasi kinyan. So there's no Tavach Umocher. As far as Karen, there's not a kinyan. But the question is, how do you make this quasi kinyan? That's the question that I'm trying to figure out. I had a different havana in the structure. So you're saying the structure is because the tleshaba, the shinoi, when we say shinoi kaina, we usually always say shinoi kaina the whole animal. We never find shinoi kaina only the part of shinoi. So you're saying that shinoi, in other words, if I go ahead and I have you have a car, and I go ahead and I smash the back, assuming that's a shinoi. So you don't say I'm kind of the back smash car. You're kind of the entire Cadillac. If you cut off one leg of a cow, you don't say, okay, so you own the one leg. Once there's a shinoi, you own the entire thing. So it's somewhat difficult here. Is this a shinoi or is it not a shinoi? If it's a shinoi, you should own the entire animal. It's not a shinoi, you shouldn't own anything. I don't know how you get
the Pnei Yeshua seems to view this case as analogous to Vlados and Gizos, that Rashi Shita is that by Vlados and Gizos, that the Vlados and the Gizos belong to the Ganav, like they're Kona Bishinui, but the animal itself is not Nikna when the animal gives birth or you cut off the Gizos.
Okay, I don't know. See, but the Vlades is because there's no shinoi. The animal stays the same, but this is one animal.
But it was only added to the animal. I mean, the animal is pretty much the same. There's only like an additional 50 pounds.
So why is it? It's different than when you cut off a piece of the animal.
It changes the whole essence of the animal.
So when you add, it also changes the whole essence. Okay, so you want to say let me go over again. So let's go back again. So the shayla is what pshat in Rashi. So okay, so Shamir, yes, his pshat. And does anyone else have a different pshat?
I just want to clarify, like what pashas in a case of Tlevenasa aisle is that you don't have to pay back an aisle because it was never an aisle. It was never belonged to the Nignav as an aisle.
If it depends, if Shina, if this is a Shina to be kind or not Shina.
Yeah, the other Shina is Kona, and then nothing happens. You didn't shash it. It's still in the backyard.
Shina is kinda. So then it's kinda. So then the object belongs to the Gana. So then even if it's Be'en, if the Shina is kinda, so the Gana keeps it. And am I what is it? Because Kain Shiganav.
But is that because the Nignav never owned an aisle? It was only a tleb by the Nignav? Or even if he once owned
an aisle, let's say the shinoi only came at the last second. So he it started with a tleb, and it moved up to a three-quarter aisle. It's still not a shinoi. So the Nignav.
I have an aisle, and it magically becomes the Ganav.
What?
Even though the Nignav, he had an aisle, and now the Ganav owns it, he doesn't have to pay for that aisle?
No, right. Why does he didn't do anything. And the Kenyan came by itself.
Like, I don't know.
It's not his achrayas. Let's say someone else made a shinoi. Let's say you hold Tlevenasa aisle is not a shinoi. And then someone comes along, a different person comes along with a sledgehammer and smashes and makes a shinoi. So the ganav would be kinda, I assume. I'm not sure, but I think so. But in other words, the shinoi, it's not the ganav's fault that there was a shinoi here. So the fact that the ganav's kind of that's his benefit, but there's no, you can't blame the ganav. Doesn't have to pay for the fact that he was kind of, the ganav pays for the ma'isa ganeva. So if there's, I'm saying pashup shot, even in tzlev and asa ayo, even if you, let's say even Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't say you're kind of the first second. Rabbeinu Peretz says you're only kona at the end. So even a Rabbeinu Peretz, why do you pay Shas Kineva? You know, you stole a tzlev worth $10. It went up to worth 20. At that point, it still belonged to the ganav, to the nignav. Then it went up to 30. It still belonged to the nignav. Then it finally got to the aisle, then it became the ganav. So the ganav should have to pay. Then he was kind of a $30 object of the nignav, right? And yet we don't say that. So the fact that the ganav is kind of the nignav's object does not obligate the ganav to have to pay. That seems to be the bekiyas. Now, you're going to tell me Rashi argues, I don't know. But Pashas, that's the din, that you don't pay if the price, if you're kind of. So the Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha on Rashi is that since you're kind of, so once you're kind of, you're potter to pay. So why in the world that you could, even if it was the end, you could keep it and you don't have to pay the higher price. If it was, even if it was the end, Tzlev and Asa Ayo, as Rabbeinu Peretz says Beferish, the din would be, if you didn't shaft it, the ganav could keep it, and he still would only have to pay Ganesh Ganav. So why in the world does Rashi say that you're kind of, that you have to pay for the breaking? So the problem with Rashi is really a Mimanasha. Does Rashi hold Shinoi kind of? Or does Rashi hold Shina is not kind of here? If he holds Shina is kind of, so you shouldn't be chayav for the breaking. No, Shina kind of in this case. If he holds in this case Shina is not kind of, so you should be a chayav da'o day. Right? That's the question. So Rav Guzman answered, I saw interesting that a few people said like Rav Guzman. I would have never have said like Rav Guzman. I don't know, maybe I'm too chavetz chayav dick. But Rav Guzman says it, I think that the Bush Mordechai also said it, is that really Shino is not kinda. There's no kinyan at all. And the reason why there's no Dao the A is because it's for the Dao the A, there's a din in Dao the A, they have to shuck the same animal. So even though you're not kinda, but it's not cool that you're repeat, it's still, it's a different animal. It's not a kinyan. It's a different animal. There's no Dao Day, you have to do the same animal. Right? That's what Rav Guzman says. That there's a requirement for Dao Day, you have to do the same Avera twice. So here, it's like you stole two different animals. First, you stole from him a and then you shucked in an aisle. So even though you're not kinda, but it's two different things. So two different things, so they're not mitzarif. The plea atzuma on Rav Guzman, I mean, he asks it, but he doesn't seem to be misspoiled from it, is what?
The shalohu tovea.
Yeah, it's like it's against the Gemara. Like the Gemara says, nasa shinoi biyada vikano, shavet mar shalohu tovea shalohu maikra. Like, how in the world are you supposed to fit that into the words of the Gemara? Like, it just, you know, I don't know. Nasa shinoi biyado vikano. Tava chumakar shalohu tovea, shalohu maicher.
It certainly kimat mefurish that it's a function of your being kano, and therefore it's shalohu. Like, I don't need some help.
Right. So, I mean, but Rav Guzman, you know, he asked the Gasha, but he doesn't seem to be so serious about it. I think that Avush Mordechai also says his chat. I think so. And he seems quite happy with it. So
also the whole back and forth between Rabbi Lo and Rabbi Chanina is also somewhat problematic. It sounds like they're, you know, the machlokas is almost like a tiny little machlokas. I mean, Rachman al Itzlan midaita, but
okay, yes.
And also Tosfos when he's saying,
well, Titus doesn't probably hold the Rashi.
Tosfos doesn't hold the Rashi. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Shamir's structure, I would have gone Shamir's structure too, is, you know, because it's such a typical structure, is that they have to say that you're quasi kind of, or the gabi, whichever one you like better, quasi or the gabi. Because it's quasi, that's why it's the gabi. That the gabi, dawade, you're kind of. The gabi, the din of Karen, you're not kind of. And why should that be? Why should there be a legabi? So Shamir is saying, because you only had a quasi kinyan, and you're only kind of the added part. So the part that's on the tleh shaba, you weren't kind of. You know, there's the tleh just got fatter, but the it's etzem tleh remains, is there's no shini on the tleh. It's a tzeleh plus. It's okay. It's like you're saying, it's like giving birth. Giving birth, there's no shinui on the animal. The shinui is on something else. So here, there's no shinui on the tzeleh. So the tzeleh, it still belongs to the ganav, to the nignav.
But according to that pshat, why don't we pay dollar v'he on the tleh shavo?
Because, okay, I don't know, because it's still a different ma'isa. You didn't shack the tonight, you shacked it.
Again, sof kol sof, it's not an entitlement. Haida, sof kol sof, you can't be motse the aisle from him. You can't say the aisle as it is now is yours. You can be motse from him a tleh from the aisle, but you can't be motse the aisle. You cannot be motse the aisle from him. The aisle, if birshuso and the extent to which it's an aisle, that's his. So you can't take that away.
Well, if you say he gets the yukra vizuda, it's because, in a sense, he could be, but otherwise, why would he get the yukra vizuda?
He gets the yukra vizuda because he has a right in the aisle, I'll call upon him to a tleh. I mean, that much of a right he still has, he maintains in the aisle. It becomes more of a Swiss mamuni by virtue of the fact that the ganav has the aisle shavo is shalo, and it's the object in Gansen is birshuso. You can't take it away from him. He has dominion on the item that's the aim. You all kolpanim have a schus to the you all kolpanim have a schus within it to the tleh shavo.
Okay, besides this, Rabbi Yonason, did you see anyone who says this?
Again, the Tnei Yeshua is unclear exactly how he's teaching up. He cites a Milchamas in Agozel, and I didn't see such a Milchamas in Agozel. I saw a Milchamas in Agozel citing Rosh about the Gizas and Bloodas, but I did not see a Milchamas discussing Levinas Isle.
Okay. So okay, I hear. So let me say,
why are you paying Kefo Kihashta if it's not fully yours?
No, Kefo, you're paying Kihashta because Bishop Shah, you're paying Kefo because Kihashta. You pay Kefo. Well, Kihashta.
Time of the Tzvicha?
If you're paying, Rashi doesn't say Kefo Kihashta. I mean Kefo.
Let's say Karen. Why are you paying Karen at the time of the Tzvicha if it's not all yours?
Paying Karen of a tleh at the time of Tzvicha. I mean, because at the time of Tzvicha, you're being ma'abed. He has in this aisle a schus to al kol panim a tleh. Like it's a schus in the aisle itself. So when you shech the aisle, that schus which he has in the aisle.
He's pointing out that you're saying a very big daichik in the lashon of tiashta. Tiashta hashes means the full. Hashta is a not an aisle.
I hear, but again, that's mafurish in the Rimlu Neil. So like, okay, like that's
okay. I don't know, but we know
exactly.
You know,
so, he says yeah, the that exact.
We have to take your word for it to know it's mafurish.
That's true, 100%. You have to see the Rimlu Neil.
There's a valid point. Is that pashtas? Rashi says you pay ki hashta. That means you pay the price of an would not work. You know, you're saying. When Rashi says you pay kihashta, Rashi means kihashta of the yukra vizuda of a tzeleh. In Parshat Shat, Rashi, it doesn't say anywhere there's yukra v'zuda. And in the Parshat Shat, the Gemara, the price is only going up because of the physical change in the animal. And when Rashi says kiyashta, it means kiyashta because of the tzeleh.
Okay, if I didn't have the rimu anil, I could miyash of that too, though. I mean, I would say that since there is a tzeleh in this, you therefore are obligated to return it. You're obligated to return even the aisle be'etzim because there is a tzeleh here.
The aisle's not his.
No, but doesn't matter because your only way of returning the tzeleh is by returning the aisles. You have to return the.
That's okay. All right, but we hear each other. I want to say and share a different shot. Let the guys, we'll take a vote. But unless anyone else has a different shot. Anyone have a different shot? No, okay. I wanted to say something like this. It happens to be close to Shamir's shot, but not, I wanted to learn that Kihashta, I did not see your Jonas and Ben, whatever, Ben Ozeal, what is it called? Jonas and Ben?
Miluniel. Jonas and Ben Miluniel.
So I didn't see it. So I assume, like I said, that when Rashi says kiyashta, he means the price of now, means that you're paying tzeleven atza ayo, which means that Rashi holds that if it would be be'en, you'd have to give back the ayo to the goddess. So how come there's no dao day? So he says, because you're kinda. So if you're kinda, so why do you have to give it back? You're only kind of like 1%. There's such a thing as you can have a kinyan of 1%. So normally, a kinyan of 1% gives you a 1% bonus. So let's say there's a house. I own it for 1%, so I own it for one day a year. So I have so you can do that. You can sell the house for one day a year. But what if you sell a house? I own a house, and I sell you. So if you buy it for one day a year, you buy 1/360th of the house, right? Approximately. So what if I say I'm selling you 1/360th of the house, but not for one day, like the whole year? You own the house. You own 360th of the house. So now what happens? Okay, so you buy it. So now you come in and you say, okay, I want to use the house. I said, excuse me, why should you use the house? You have a 360th ownership, but I have a 359, you know, ownership. Why in the world, you know, your ownership is like butthole to my ownership. Not that it's butthole and disappears, but it loses. If my ownership is, imagine if a guy buys a stock in General Motors, right? And then a guy walks into the General Motors company and starts bossing the people around. You know, they'll tell him to go jump in the lake, you know, but I own a stock. You know, okay, you own a stock, but that doesn't give you any right to do anything. It's shy of such a thing that a person can own a stock, which means you do own a chedek in the company, but because it's so little, you can't practically do anything with your right. So that's what I was wanted to thinking is that pshat is like this. When you make a shinui, this shinui, in other words, what Rashi holds, I would explain it like this, that Rashi holds that things happen, progression. If we hold shinui kaina, so what happens? Till you get to shinui, it's not kaina, and once there's a shinui, Shinoi means a certain level of Shinoi. So what happens is 0000 Kinyan, and then all of a sudden, total Kinyan. Or Pshat is, you get a little Shinoi, you get a little Kinyan, a little more Shinoi, you get a little more Kinyan, you get a little more Shinoi, you get a little more Kinyan, except those Kinyanim are halachically meaningless. And then at some point, you cross a line where the Kinyan has halachic hashivas. So Rashi is saying that this level of Shinoi Kaina is halachically insignificant, but of course there's something there. There's a, you know, I think there's a very nice hakira. when something happens, when you cook an egg, so what happens before it starts out not cooked and then it becomes cooked. So even before it becomes cooked, it's half cooked, a quarter cooked, a third cooked. So there it doesn't go from one extreme to the other. There's levels. So there could be levels in Shinoi Kaina too. There's not Shinoi totally Kaina and Shinoi nothing Kaina. There's something in the middle. There's a stage where you're Shinoi quasi Kaina. So Rashi is saying this is in that middle stage of Shinoi quasi Kaina. Shinoi makes a little Kenyan. So like cooking of the egg makes it a little cooked. You get a little bit. You get a partial. You're on the way. You're on the way to total Kenyan. How do you go on the way of total Kenyan? By making a microscopic Kenyan. Well, microscopic Kenyans don't get you anything. Well, microscopic Kenyanim get you that there's no Dao the A. Because Dao the A, this is exactly the same as Shamir. Dao the A is like Xeris Akasa, whatever. Dao the A, it has to be that you shechted totally his animal. If it's even if it's 99.9 his animal, but it's not 100% his animal, there's no Dao the A. But Ligabi Hishtamshas, if we would come to Bezin and say, okay, who gets a right to use this animal? So Bezin would say, well, who owns it? We say, well, the guy, the Nignav owns it 99.9%, and the Ganav owns it 0.25%. Say, well, that's like you know, the stockholder in General Motors. So even though you own it for 1%, we're not going to give any. We're not denying that you own it 1%, but that 1% ownership won't give you any rights of usage because it's bottle to the other person's rights. If it's not going to give you any rights of usage, so practically speaking, then the ganav, the nignav gets to use it. So if the nignav gets to use it, then when you broke it, you broke his thing. In other words, even if it wasn't halachically, and this maybe not so pushing either, but this, I think you were trying to say the same story. Because even if halachically it's not totally belonging to the, and only 99% to the nignav, not 100%, but if practically speaking in usage, it belongs totally to the gan to the nignav, then you pay for the full price. It's like a similar thing with the supposedly Rav Shimon Shkap. I don't remember if he really says it or not. The world says he says it. That if you have a suffix, whether something owns, who owns an object? And we say, so the muktzeh gets, so he bears in Paskin, the muktzeh gets to keep it. But they don't really say that it's his. They're just saying the muktzeh gets to keep it. Me suffix, because I'm muktzeh raya. So the other guy gets really angry. Says, what? He gets to keep it? No way. And he takes a hammer and he breaks it. So you would have to, we say, well, now I'm the muktzeh, right? So we wouldn't say that. We would say that you broke. Now we say, well, you broke his object. Well, who said it's his object? We don't know it's his object. But once, I think the supposed Rav Shimon Shadi, once Bezin Paskin that he has the rights to use it, so it's called you broke his object. You have to pay him for the hezek. The fact that halachically it might not be his object is irrelevant. Lemaisa, he had rights of his tamshas, and therefore he can be Mekash and Isha with it, whatever, because it's practically speaking, it was his tamshas. He had total rights of his tamshas. Since if you would go to Bezin would tell you that he gets total rights of his tamshas. So when you break it, you're taking away his total rights of his shtamshas. So you're a mazik. He didn't totally own it, but that's irrelevant. You're not paying because he owned it. You're paying because you're a mazik him. If having 99% of shtamshas gives you 100%, 99% ownership gives you 100% of shtamshas. So then when you break it, you took away his 100% his shtamshas. That's what I was trying to say.
His you took away, it's not just that it's like a groma that now he can't use it. Rebbe's saying it has to be that he had rights to use it. So it's like his ownership and rights to
all. He halachically owned it 99%. But based on the halacha of only a 99%, that halacha paskins that he's allowed to use it 100%. And once he's allowed to use it 100%, so if you break it, you cause him that much hezek. You cause him to lose that much value because he had the usage of 100% of this object. The fact that there was 1% that he couldn't, that wasn't his, didn't affect his usage. So he was just as much damage as if he would have owned it 100%. So the shinui, I was trying to say, it's similar to Shamir, but a little different. Shamir is saying that you're not kind of the tzleh, you're only kind of the ayil. And therefore, when it says that you have to pay kiyashta, means you have to pay the price of the tzleh. Yukra kazuda. And I was saying that you're not kind of anything. You're kind of some 1% in the whole animal. But 1% in the whole animal, as far as lemaisa, doesn't give you any halachic rights. It's halachically, it's a meaningless kinyan. It's so small, it's so trivial that no one is going to be geiris your kinyan. So when it comes to Dawah, hey, there's a kinyan. If I have a kinyan in General Motors and then I shecht, and if I steal General Motors and I get a kinyan in one stock and then I shecht the Tavach u'mocher General Motors, sure. So I would claim there's no key of Dawah because it's to 1%, it was mine. But the Gabi Mazik or Ghana, the fact that I have a stock that I own 1 millionth or whatever it is of the animal doesn't give me any practical rights of usage. And if it doesn't give me any practical rights of usage, so then the Maisa Rabba's Din comes in that you damage or stole from the other person. You because he had total usage. Since he had total usage, so Mimeira, you have to pay the kihasha. That would be kihasha of the present kihasha.
I mean, this
if Lebanasa Isle is not a kinya, is not a shinui, so then why is this on the way to shinui?
No, it isn't. It's a quasi shinui. It's a small shinui. Lebanasa Isle is a small shinui.
Because if it turns into an elephant, that would be a shinui?
It's a, okay, I don't know what level, at some point there'll be a full shinui. If it got, I don't know what, right? So it's on the way, it's starting to change. This is the first step of a change. This is a small shinui. A small shinui makes a small kinyan. And you know, there's a big shinui, that's a shayda. I thought that was a nice svara, that if a big shinui makes a big kinyan, then a small shinui, the pashas is if a big shinui makes a big kinyan and a small shinui makes nothing. That's the pashas.
But you're not talking about
it. No, that a big shinui makes a big kinyan and a small shinui makes a little kinyan.
Except you're talking about a kinyan is
halachically irrelevant.
When you say a small kinyan, are we talking about like a percentage of the animal, or you mean like your kinyan bar is filling up?
No, I'm saying a percentage of the animal. That you own the animal for a small amount, except there's no practical ramifications of that. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that you can own an animal, but your ownership won't give you any practical usage because Yashikayak, you own 1 millionth of the animal. So what do you want? So what do you want? You know, so I'm saying you come to General Motors and you say, I have a stock in this company. Okay. So therefore what? Give me a free car. And like,
so at a certain point you would own half? At a certain point you would own half the animal?
I don't know at what happens. I don't know if there's
something. I don't mean at which no point. I'm trying to get if there's also a chiddush in the type of ownership they're referring to. or the type of ownership is not
ownership. That I don't think that at a certain point you own half. I don't think there's such a thing. I said, but instead of saying that when you have the normal shot is that till you get to the level of total shinoi kaina, you have zero shinoi kaina. That's the normal shot. That you go from zero to 100. That's the normal shot. That till you get at some point you get a level that qualifies for shinoi kaina. If you're a drop less than that, then it's zero. And when you add that straw that broke the camel's back, you go from zero shinoi kaina to 100% shinoi kaina. That's before I came along. And I was trying to say that it's at least before you add that straw, at least there's some degree of shinoi kaina. It's just there's some degree of shinoi kaina that this doesn't have halachic significance because the kinyan is not strong enough to have significance. So it's still, I'm not saying in every second, because you're right, because if I say if it's a gradual process like cooking an egg, so then there should be such a thing that you own it halfway there, that which we don't find such a thing. But I'm saying that at least in Lumdis, there's a partial kinyan. It's just like in Rive and Miet. We you know, the normal, when you learn Pashtas, you learn that Rive is a force and Miet is a nothing. And then when you get 1%, it's a nothing, 2% a nothing, 3% a nothing. So you all of a sudden you get to 50.1%, all of a sudden that me, it becomes something, becomes a right. But when you learn Rameyer, Hashina Miyuta, you discover that that's not shot, that the 1% was something, and the 2% was something, and the 3% was something, and the 4% was something. And it just doesn't have halachic power, but it has some power. It just doesn't have it doesn't have a power for a beer, but it has some, it can be strife, me and a chazaka, whatever, and it has some power. And then when you get to 51%, all of a sudden it becomes a tremendous power. So, but it's not that it's a zero earlier. So the same idea I was trying to say that Rashi owes, this is obviously not a full kinyan. It's not a full shinoi. If it's not a full shinoi, it doesn't give you a full kinyan, but that doesn't mean that there's zero kinyan. There could be a certain percentage of a kinyan, and a percentage of the I. So then why do you have to give it back to him? Because there's such a thing, you can have a certain percentage of a kinyan that has no halachic relevance, except for maybe Dao the Hay, but not, it doesn't give you any rights of usage.
Rebbe, I think I have a riot against this. I mean, that the idea that if your ownership has no halachic significance, then it seems like it's not considered. There's not a halachic difference in it. For example, Chazal say that we learn out that you don't need to own a sukkah gzula, your yotze, right? Because says kol ezrach be Yisrael yeshu b'sukkos. So we say one sukkah that kol ezrach be Yisrael has a chelik in it, that's, there's no real ownership in that. Therefore, we see from there that you don't need to have ownership of a sukkah in order to be yotze sukkah. And therefore, you could be yotze with a sukkah gzula. But I'm saying, according to Rebbe, no, you have owner. Rebbe is being machshiv some kind of lower level ownership. And it would seem from Chazal that if a person has an ownership that has no halakhic significance, that's not having an ownership, and therefore you could be.
Okay. I think you're bringing it right to me, not against me, because that's what Rashi always is saying. Because you're showing that there's such a thing that you can have a little. He's saying co-edible that there is a little bit of ownership in London. And yet, in practicality, there's no nafkamina. So
we spar from that, therefore, you must be therefore that you don't have to own a sukkah.
Oh, that's because of Gabi sukkah. This is not relevant. It's only relevant by Dao De.
Explain why that should be. I'm saying
because Chazal understood what the sukkah is totally on. I don't know. But Fakir, you're bringing it sounds more to a raya than a question, because you're showing that there's such a concept that there's a microscopic ownership which has no halachic significance. So you're saying that there's such a thing. If all Klai Yisrael You know, we have to think everybody in Klein, everyone owns a chedek of the land in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. You think everyone in Eretz Yisrael owns a chedek in the sukkah. I don't know what that case is.
Right. I mean, the Gemara proves that even though the language of the psukim seem to indicate you need to own a sukkah, but since the Torah talks about the kol ezach b'Yisrael owning a sukkah, which such ownership would not be have any significance, therefore we say that you don't need to actually.
Right. So when you're showing that there's a certain level of ownership, if all clients are own one sukkah, then my ownership gives me nothing. So that's very good for me. That there's an ownership that doesn't have any practical ramifications. So that's why
it's true,
because
but how could this
ownership does not migareya from if my ownership is on the madrega of Kohen of Israel, that would not be migareya from the ownership of the nigzal. So therefore it wouldn't take away why I'm chayv in tavra shasya. So that's a riot to me.
But Rebbe's saying that still has an erech of shalom. So if that still has an erech of shalom, then how?
Okay, because
no erech of shalom is still yoshim.
The gabe dawa the a, which is exeris hakasiv, that we don't know why at all you're chayvin dawa the a. So it has a din of shalom. But I don't know. Maybe they understood that if there would be a requirement that has to be your sukkah, it has to be your sukkah and your ishtamshes, not just nor. Not some kind of mystical, I don't know, you know.
Rebbe, I hear what you're saying. It sounds to me a little harder than, let's say, by Rebbe's muscle with the egg or even by the miut. And I think maybe this is what Chesky was getting to before. Like, it's on a continuum to a certain level of shinoi. So, like, lamassel, let's say I took a small little hammer and I made a dent in your car, a tiny dent, and I kept doing that. So, one or two dents is not a shinoi. 150 dents is. But here, if Tlevin Asa Ayil in Rashi's Shita is not considered a Shinoi, then it sounds a little harder to me to say that that's a small Shinoi. Like, is it a Shinoi or is it not a Shinoi? If it's not, then it's not. It's not like on its way to a bigger Shinoi.
Okay. I don't know. I hear. I don't know. I think you could hear either way. You can hear that it's the reason why it's not the fact that there is not on the way to get there doesn't mean that it's not a little shinoi. Lu yitzur, the animal would continue progressing from Teh to Nasayil to Nasa. Something else, maybe at that some point there would be a shinoi. It's just it doesn't happen until it dies. So the is it only chashivas because it's going to get there, or theoretically you're on the road, you'll never get there. You know, I don't know. We have it by in the Granat happens to have a share on this. I believe this is a share. You know, this is from Girsa the Yankis about 50 years ago, almost close, 40 years ago, because I wrote up the Granada on the Darb. There's a Chatzi Shir. So is Chatzi Shir Osir, because if you hold Chatzi Shir is Osir, is it because Chazir Atzarufi, and therefore you need the fact that there's a potential that it could actually be Mistarev? Or is it just that since it could be Mistarif, it has chashivas, even if you have a situation where it's impossible to be that it's Sarufe? In other words, theoretically, if it would be, Pashup Shah in the Gemara is Chatzi Shir is Chashiv, Chatzi Shir Asra Torah. You know, you eat a half a gazayas. So is the reason why you're Oren Avera because theoretically you could eat another half a gazayas. But if Lu Yitzur, there was no other Chatzik Zayas in the whole world, and there's not Shayatim another half of Zayas, so then Chatzik Shir would not be also in our Torah, because there's no potential that this Maisa could ever continue. Or the fact that it's Chazir and it's Arupe is a simon that this Maisa has intrinsic Hashivas. This Maisa can never continue. That's irrelevant. I think that was a Granat Chakira. I will not swear by it. And I'm surely not from 40 years ago. But But it's the same idea. At least I would hear that chakira too. And as if you're saying, what makes the shinui chashiv is that it's going to eventually get there. I don't know.
Yeah, no, the truth is, now that I'm thinking about it, but I'm contradicting myself, but by miyad, if I care, that the opposite is probably mistaver. The chashivas of a miyad is because there's a miyad in itself, not just because it's going to lead to a rove. So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I could hear that. I could probably hear both of them because there's a possibility that it could reach by miyad. You can also hear there's a potential that it could actually become a rove. But it's not necessarily. It could be that it's something even without it. All right, I'm gonna have to end. I'm missing my granddaughter's graduation because of this year, so I have to fly out now. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit late. But the mice is a very nice. I'm gonna look up Shamir. I want to look up your mice. Where is your mice, Malcolm, please?
Tadi Vav Amabez.
Tadi Vav. Okay, I will look it up in the nether because it looks interesting. Okay, Shikayach, everybody.